Hello?
Thank you for calling XPO. This is Savannah speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, are you there?
Thanks for calling XPO. This is Savannah speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is the second phone call I've received in the space of half an hour. I just noticed that the call refers to a delivery.
Yes,
I
sir.
I assume you're talking about the installer. The thing was delivered this morning.
Okay. Do you have an order number for this delivery?
No, I don't have an order number. I'm not at home. The last person who called was able to look the order up on my phone number.
Okay. Give me one moment. You said it was delivered today?
This is an over-the-range microwave. What's scheduled for tomorrow is not a delivery, but an installation.
Okay, but it's for tomorrow, correct?
The installation is for tomorrow, yes. And also, 12 hours is an unreasonably long window of time.
Yes, sir. And what is the zip code where this delivery is to take place?
02140.
All right, and can you confirm a street?
135 Richdale Avenue, Cambridge.
I'm speaking to Gwen Frankfeld, 135 Richdale Avenue.
You're speaking to her husband. You're speaking to her husband.
Okay, and what is your name, sir? I'm sorry.
My name is Phil.
Phil.
Olenek. Yes, Phil.
Yes, sir. Okay. And
who is coming tomorrow? Are you scheduling a delivery or an installer? Because the thing was delivered this morning.
Yes, sir. That's the installation.
Okay. In any case, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is an unreasonably long period of time to expect somebody to hang around waiting for your installer. Can you narrow that down somewhat, like 8 a.m. to noon?
Let's see. This is for tomorrow, correct? Yeah, let me look at...
Yes.
Let me see what I can see on this route. I can make note. You said 8 a.m. to noon, preferably.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to be able to go out at some point during the day.
Yes, sir. And what it's just depending on how the provider routes it, whether it be geographically. I cannot determine that, but we will certainly get the window narrowed down once he gets to the warehouse and gets the truck loaded. Then it will be narrowed down.
He doesn't have to load anything. He's just coming with, it's already there. He just has to show up and install it.
Yes, sir. No, sir. But our tech has to go to the warehouse to get his truck with all other deliveries that he performs, and that gives him an idea of where and how long each stop would take. Do you get what, like he's going to load up? No, he doesn't have an item there for you, but he will have a schedule, and that's where we will have an idea of where your time frame will fall. At this moment,
it
is... Do
people do the deliveries and the installations?
Let me see if I can tell that.
Because I don't understand why it had to be on two separate days. If the same people do the installation and the delivery, why couldn't the people who came and took out the old one have installed the new one while they were there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Phil, I'm not sure. I'm looking back over your file to see if there's any documentation.
My understanding was it was two different companies were doing the installation and the delivery.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm wondering why, if it's one truck that does both, why they couldn't have done both in the visit this morning.
No, sir. Not because not every truck performs the installs. They're not all installs, and some are just delivery. So if the guy that had your microwave on his truck cannot perform the installs, then that's why we would have to send out a tech that could. The guy that delivered that microwave this morning could have simply just been a driver and not a tech that performs the installs. And I don't know about you, but I would not want a driver installing my electronics, right?
Well, they seem to be competent enough to take out the old one, which was mounted to a bracket, and the new one is almost the identical unit. The bracket is still there. This is not going to be a fancy job.
Okay. I understand. But yes, sir, right now you are scheduled tomorrow between 8 and 8. And then in the morning, when they get their routes assigned, they will call you and give you a more narrow window.
Yeah, please tell them we prefer that they come in the morning.
Yes, sir. I am making note of an 8 a.m. to noon, preferably. But of course, nothing can be guaranteed because we can't predict the traffic and what anybody will run into out there. But I would.
It would help if they called me. I could tell them how to get to the place most easily, and park right next to the building.
Yes, sir. Now the tech will call you 30 minutes en route, 30 minutes out before he's there at the house. And once he arrives, he will wait an additional 15 minutes if you don't happen to be at that home. Okay.
And we'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Mr. Phil. Well, thank you for calling XPO, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.